When I requested an early review copy, my interest mostly was to see how off-base a creative dilettante could go in her presumption to tell the story of soldiers of war. Well, I'm a jerk, because she did a better job than many veteran writers I've read, and I've read a lot. So starts a review in War on Terror News by Nathan Webster, Army veteran and New York Times contributor, about Flashes of War by Katie Schultz. Another review, this one in the Los Angeles Review of Books, says, Flashes of War is written in a deceptively minimalist style that exposes the traumas of war without any breastfeeding outrage. Pretty lofty stuff as reviews go. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. When I first heard of Flashes of War by Burnsville resident and featured Carolina Mountains Literary Festival speaker Katie Schultz, I thought, okay, I'll give it a shot. I'm glad I did. I'm speaking with Katie Schultz. Is this like the first full book that you've written?
Yeah.
It is the first one.
My first book.
And it's gotten some tremendous acclaim. Talk a little bit about the award that you're up for.
Sure. The Military Writers Society of America is a great organization, and they bring together not only veterans and writers, but also civilians, anyone who's interested in good writing about war. For example, my book is thematically connected against the backdrop of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, but the stories are really human stories, people stories. And I have been listed as a finalist for Book of the Year in the Literary Fiction category by the Military Writers Society of America, and they will announce the winner on September 28th.
Well, good luck, because I have got to say, first of all, I am not someone who would normally pick up a book about war and read it. But this was not about war. It was about people.
Thank you for seeing that. It's been an interesting lesson in marketing and image, but I think that a lot of people are having that experience if they can get past the idea that just because war is mentioned in a story, then it's going to all be about war. That's certainly not the case. And a number of the stories are from take place stateside or from the perspective of civilians. But I'm really glad to hear that you had that experience reading it.
Absolutely. and I hope you continue to write. I don't know how to explain it, really. Is there anything that you could find that you could read a little bit of?
Sure. Yeah, I'll read the opening story.
Okay.
So this collection has 26 flash fictions, which are very short stories, and then 6 or 7 full-length stories. So it's a good mix. And it's called While the Rest of America's at the Mall. It's not quite sniper fire, but it isn't random either. The Hajis so much as hear me think, and they start gunning the water from their position on the bridge, bullets raining like a Carolina downpour. They can't see me in the dark, so I toss a balled-up T-shirt far as I can toward enemy fire to mess with their thinking. They aim right for it, the shirt lurching like a live wire while I dip underwater and start swimming the opposite direction. By the time I've crawled up the banks of the Darya Yikonar and radioed the airstrike on their exact location, the Hajis are still standing there, shooting that shirt all the way to the Indus River. Dark swimming is my gig this tour. Navy SEALs. You'd never believe me, but the underwater night goggles make this place look like the tropics. Bullets glitter through the water in slow-mo. Little Hershey's kisses moving in silver arcs the way I remember Savannah tossing them to me on her 4th birthday. It's raining kisses, Daddy, she sang. She made up the tune, and it's almost a joke now, trying to think of the last time I made up a song for no particular reason. Any second now, that bridge will sizzle, and Spalding will crack some joke about the Konar looking more like Haji soup. Then Lieutenant will pluck that tea tree toothpick out of his mouth and nod and say, good work, son. So corny it could be from the movies, and I wish this was. All of us busing drug convoys 50 clicks north of Kabul, while the rest of America's at the mall.
Wow. Thank you. That was just, it drew me in. And I know you've been asked this question, but it's the obvious question. You have not been to Iraq, you have not been to Afghanistan, and you have not been at war.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yes.
How?
The imagination is a pretty amazing thing. And for me, a good story always starts with an unanswered question. And I have a lot of unanswered questions about these wars. So initially it began as an inquiry into language, because words are my tools that I use every day. And I get really excited about them. I get protective about them. I have all kinds of opinions about them. And over the last decade, we have developed a new language as a society in order to talk about GWAT, the global war on terror, the human element of war, not the numbers and figures, but the lives and loved ones. So how does desire manifest against the backdrop of war in one individual person's being? Or how does anger find its way out when you have very limited resources, or you may be silenced for feeling a certain way? Those were questions that, as a writer, I felt like I could imagine my way toward an answer to, and I had to create, believable human beings in order to do this.
Yeah.
And in order to make them believable, my characters had to move around in space and time, and so I began to research. And so I tried to just zero in on the little moments, like that soldier who's underwater and who thinks of his daughter's birthday.
These stories are very real and very, very evocative. I really felt like you'd been there. Now, I do want to mention you are a part of the literary festival that's coming up as well.
It is September 13th and 14th in Burnsville, and it's free. It's a fantastic event. I believe this is the fifth year they've done it, and I'll be presenting at two sessions there and signing books. Malaprops is the bookseller, and it's just a great excuse to come on out to Burnsville.
And where can people find out where you're going to be? Because your website is full of all of the information people need to know.
Sure. Yeah, the left-hand sidebar has my tour dates, and it's katieschultz.com, KateyShultz.
Yeah, I feel like I've left so many questions hanging out there, but I think it would be wonderful for people to go to your website. And there are also musings and brief writings as well on that page. The book is Flashes of War by Katie Schultz. And thank you for speaking with me about it, Katie. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.